By 1912, Wisconsin was well covered by railroads. Most often, they competed fiercely with shipping on the Great Lakes, but Margaret Bogue says there were exceptions.
There were different kinds of arrangements in which waterways and the railroads sort of supplemented. It was almost symbiotic relationship that they had. For instance, the railroads would often bring certain commodities to port and the ships would take them from there because it was cheaper to do that.
In their day, railroads carried everything.
At that time, both passengers and freight. And within freight, you know, you're thinking of products of the land as well as man-made products that are being shipped all over the place. Farm machinery and Milwaukee and Racine, which had both developed as very important places for the manufacture of mining and farming machinery, are well supplied with railroads and their shipping in all directions by rail.
By 1912, Bogue says, people held a variety of views about railroads in Wisconsin.
They had been welcomed by communities that had put up great bond issues and lent them all kinds of money to build, and then it seemed to the people who lived there that these railroads had turned on them and were trying to make money out of them and exploit them by manipulating rates. So they have a very controversial history in the state of Wisconsin.